Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
I feel like I just had my best girlfriend break. I'm in the left leg, junk, say funny.
It's a little bit after 2 on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. Yeah. You're listening live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day. Spiritually.
No, motherfucker. You're sick today. Financially, right? Like, how much money is he going to have to pay out?
I don't know. I guess it's still going to go on. He's going to appeal and everything, but join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter is the one we check while we're live. You can also hop over to our Facebook page, our Instagram, which doesn't have much shit on it.
You know, just about the Alex Jones thing. It's amazing to me.
We'll get to it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon, everyone. If you use that link every time you go buy shit at Amazon, I know because it's the big headline at HuffPo.
Oh, yeah.
If you use that link every time you go to buy shit, crabdiving.com/Amazon, use the banner on the webpage. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out. Calling Toyota's dog. She's doing that.
Shit, man. Buy treats for this dog before she overtakes us. Gosh.
Very vocal dog.
Yeah, she's smart. She knows what she wants.
She's telling me that these days now, she's like, she sits by the front door and she's like, eh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you want? You need to go, huh? And I open the door to let her out, and I've got one of her beds is on the porch that during certain times of the day is right in the sunlight.
Yeah.
And we're still kind of at the time of year where we can leave the front door open with the porch. And that's all she wants. So I open the door and she curls right up in her bed in the sun. It's like, oh, okay, princess.
Hey, she knows how to find her fucking light.
Open the door for me, human.
Yeah.
I wish to go out and sun myself.
I mean, you know.
Well, let's get to it. Alex Jones.
Yay.
You were saying?
Oh. It's just odd to me. You think about this story and it's about him slandering the parents and the families of these kids that died at Sandy Hook, right? I mean, that's essentially what it's about.
Oh, my God. This fat bowling ball head is totally doing the sculpted chin beard.
Oh,
there's a great picture of him at HuffPo. Look at this shit. From the Stephen Miller. Not Stephen Miller. The other Miller. Jason Miller.
Oh, God. They're both so gross, though.
Yeah. That kind of round ferret face kind of thing. And Alex obviously been hitting the supplements a lot.
God, I don't know. He looks very strange.
Alex Jones crushed in court is the headline. InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones was found liable Monday for damages and lawsuits brought by parents of children killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting.
Joe Rogan, how can you be friends with somebody like that? Just listen to what the fucking headline is. That's my thing.
Over Jones's claims that the massacre was a hoax.
I mean, really, that's so fucking horrible, man. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because Alex says all this crazy shit all the time, but you forget every now and then that's his thing. I mean, he made the lives of those parents and the families of people that lost.
I mean, the lunatics were out there, the truthers, anytime anything happens, but he definitely amplified it. Yeah, I don't think he didn't invent it.
Right.
But he definitely.
Yeah.
Crisis actors. Thank They're crisis God. Actors.
What an asshole.
Judge Barbara Bellis took a rare step of defaulting Jones in the defamation lawsuits for his and his company's failure to produce critical material information that the plaintiffs needed to prove their claims.
Oh.
Interesting. The default means the judge found in favor of the parents and will hold a hearing on how much charges, damages he should pay.
Oh. So he didn't turn over the shit he was supposed to. And so for that reason,
you lose.
He just lost. That's all. Wow, that must have been something horrible he withheld.
Lawyers for the family said their pattern of defying and ignoring court orders to produce responsive information is well established.
Yeah.
The lawyers denied violating court rules. They're asking for the judge to be removed. Oh, here we yes. go. Tobias Judge, you know, she's got a vagina. She can't like Alex Jones.
Give us that judge from the Rittenhouse
oh,
trial.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck's wrong with that person.
A Texas judge recently issued similar rulings against Jones in 3 defamation lawsuits. Brought by Sandy Hook families in that state.
Yeah.
Finding Jones liable for damages after defaulting him and his companies for not turning over documents there. So it's the same thing.
Why isn't he just turning over the documents? There,
you know, it's we don't have to.
Right.
It would prove the case. They're probably betting that he'll pay less.
I imagine
by just not giving up the stuff and just, you know, taking whatever fines they give him.
I wonder what they're not being forthcoming about. I mean, are they like, I don't know, transcripts or something that they don't want to turn over?
I don't know, maybe.
It's weird because isn't all the evidence out there in his show?
Show notes, internal
show notes, oh
production notes and stuff like that, maybe.
That's probably it. Like segments, like somewhere on a note card, it's like a Sandy Hook truther segment.
Yeah, right after Chimera. Points.
Yeah.
Here we go. So there you go. Thoughts and prayers for Alex Yay. Jones, everyone.
Gosh.
I'm sure we'll hear from him.
Am I wrong? It just feels like there's a lot of news already, and it's like motherfucking Monday.
Well, yeah. So let's see what the drudge has to say. That I saw a little while ago. That was not the headline. Let's see if it still... No.
Matt Drudge, is he still alive? Or
no, sure.
Oh, okay.
NATO alarm over Russia troop buildup.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget Tucker Carlson, though, last week said, did we even do that? I know I like raged on social media about it, but did we play the Tucker clip where he's like, I don't know why we have to side with Ukraine against Russia anyway. I'm just asking the question. I think we did talk about it.
I think we played it. Yeah, yeah.
I get confused whether I'm ranting here live or whether I'm ranting on social media.
In the living room. I remember that geography happening.
Yeah, I see.
When we were talking about it, but also in here. And I'm fairly certain we played the clip. Shelby?
There you go. Get the intern on it. Yeah, she left. She's like, fuck yeah, I just had my Kong toy. NATO this is Reuters.
Yay.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned Russia on Monday that the Western military alliance was standing by Ukraine amid a large and unusual concentration of Russian troops on Ukraine's borders.
Ooh.
Stressing that the important thing now was to prevent situations from spiraling out of control.
Guy, could you imagine if Trump was president right now? I mean, how would this be handled? I don't even...
Trump would be saying, I don't see why we have to side with Ukraine over Russia anyway. I mean, Russia has... Tucker said, but Russia's got all that energy reserves and stuff.
Yeah. Do they?
Russia's got all that oil and stuff.
What does it matter? What does it matter about another country? They want to occupy another country. What does it matter what they have? What does it matter about their oil? Am I missing something? I mean,
Stressing that the important thing now is to prevent situations from spiraling out of control, Stoltenberg urged Russia to be transparent about military activities.
Yeah. They'll get right on that shit.
To reduce the tensions, reduce tensions, and prevent an escalation. Just tell us why you're amassing 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine.
God damn it. Someone in Russia needs to launch an investigation into this.
Putin's going to be like, okay, I'm going to take over. I'm going to walk in and take over.
I thought things were a little perilous for Putin. They were having...
Perilous for Putin?
Yes. Weren't they having a revolution? People were rioting.
That's like Springtime for Hitler musical.
Yeah. The perils of Putin.
Who's having the meeting?
I thought there were riots and protests in Russia.
There's stuff going on.
Yeah.
But they handle it differently.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yes.
They'll beat you up and go to your house and beat your family up and arrest them.
They handle it the same way these like boot-licking cop suckers want us to handle things over here.
He didn't speculate about Russia's intention, but said, this is still Stoltenberg. He said, we see an unusual concentration of troops, and we know that Russia has been willing to use these types of military capabilities before to conduct aggressive actions against Ukraine.
Can I translate an unusual, what did he say? Concentration?
Yes.
There's a fuck ton of troops over there. There's a motherfucking fuck ton of troops. That's what he's saying. God. Unusual.
He's like, we're just like, you know, we're not saying anything about it, but, you know, if you could just tell us why he's doing it, then everybody will be fine.
I'll tell you why he's coming. You know why. There's no other reason. Right. He's coming. God.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah, that's nuts.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
sidebar, Marilyn Manson accused of locking women in a small soundproof glass enclosure he called the bad girls room.
Oh, my God. For real? That wasn't like a recording
place? No, this is, thought there's like criminal allegations against him.
Jesus. What the fuck? Why are you putting people in a glass box? Why would you do that? I mean, that takes a lot of
numerous effort. Women have accused the shock rocker of sexual and physical assault. He's denied the allegations, said all of his relationships have been entirely consensual.
Yeah.
Manson had a small soundproof glass enclosure
right.
in his West Hollywood, California apartment that he used to lock up women he was dating.
Wow.
Numerous sources allege.
Sounds super consensual to me. Here's the soundproof box I'm going to lock you in.
Several people who dated the shock rocker, whose real name is Brian Warner, told the outlet the space was, quote, solitary confinement cell used to psychologically torture women.
What? Hey, Brian, why the fuck do you have that?
He called it his bad girl's room. He always had a joking, bragging tone, his former assistant, who was accusing him of sexual assault, said.
Well, you know, man, God. What are you, was Marilyn Manson and Matt Lauer hang out on the weekends building shit? Like, look at this trap door I'm working on. Yeah, see nothing. Look at this soundproof enclosed glass box. You just leave people in here.
Another former assistant of Warner's, you know, not saying Manson, also told Rolling Stone the room existed, saying it was common knowledge that that's what everybody had called it.
Didn't Dave Letterman have one of these rooms too? Like at his late show?
Well, no, he had just had a secret. He didn't lock anybody in. He just had a secret office.
But Matt Lauer, though, he locked up people and shit like that. He had like a door that would lock behind
something
you.
Like that. Yeah.
I mean, him and Marilyn Manson might be friends just because of their shared interests in cages and shit.
The Rolling Stone report was based on 55 interviews with people who have known Warner. Accusers say the rocker was able to hide his abuses in plain sight behind the Marilyn Manson character he created and the music industry that supported and profited from his living demon shtick.
What? I don't care who the fuck you play on television. I don't know. Why do you have a soundproof glass box for people? You got a bad girl box or some? What the fuck is wrong with you? Damn.
I just saw that as a sideline over here in the side headline.
Be careful at Marilyn Manson's or just don't even go over there. God, what a dick.
Is this the is this the demon sperm doctor? Texas doctor who defended ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19 and criticized vaccine mandates has been suspended.
Wow. Good job.
Dr. Mary Bowden of the Houston Methodist Hospital posted a series of tweets praising the anti-parasitic drug ivermectin as a COVID-19 treatment. She also called vaccine mandates wrong.
Right. Great.
Ivermectin, they go on, there's a couple of paragraphs here saying, don't fucking take ivermectin for COVID. Like, we need to tell people that.
Some people take it pill form. Don't some people, like, actually lick the topical and eat it?
I allegedly.
My God. What just, I don't know. Why is it less crazy to do that than just listen to science? Or, I don't know. That's Trump. Trump did that.
Kind of, yeah. Well, yeah. So there you go. She's been let go. It's not, I thought it was right. that one crazy doctor that talked about the demon semen and stuff like that. But it's not. It's a different crazy ass doctor.
Well, that kind of shit will get you fired these days. We're in the middle of a pandemic, you know?
It just goes to show that, you know, doctors don't know fucking everything either. This person's not an epidemiologist.
Do you think this person's radicalized?
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, how do you come to these conclusions if you studied medicine and science? I mean, don't you have to take classes in things when you're being educated as a doctor that would contradict, like, the ivermectin theory? Don't they have a day where you cover, like, ivermectin is not for coronavirus?
It's cool. Well, they never had coronavirus back when all these people were
taking medical school,
but it kind of makes sense that an antiparasitic is not an antiviral.
They put it on. My brother says they put the ivermectin on crackers and mix it with Cheese Whiz or peanut butter. And you can see this on TikTok. Fucking gross. God damn, just get the vaccine, you fucking wackos. Holy shit, you're crazy. God. How many of those people are on, like, needle drugs? That's what I want to know. They won't take the vaccine.
So that's there. I mean, there's that headline.
Do you think I hope the medical education industry, or whatever the fuck you are, I hope you have some classes in, like, what would the classes even be in? Don't believe in stupid shit, or don't, like, what kind of class would you give doctors to, based on what we've experienced in the pandemic?
Who did you vote for?
I don't know.
If they say Trump, you can no longer be allowed in this medical school.
right.
I'm kidding, kind of.
But you do need a class, though. You do need a class that reminds you that... what about a class that teaches you that mRNA vaccines don't change your DNA and it won't allow God to not recognize you or something?
Well, this doctor didn't say that. This doctor said the mandates are wrong.
Oh, okay.
She didn't say the vaccines are bad or don't work. She just said she's going politically.
You know,
but she did say ivermectin works, which there's no evidence of. COVID-19 cases, meanwhile, are starting to climb again in regions of the U.S.
Damn, not Florida, right? Not Florida.
Dr. Fauci says we got to do some watching out. Cases and hospitalizations are falling in the South.
Yay!
Where the Delta wave hit earliest and hardest over the summer.
Damn! So we're beating a lot of other states, correct? Our numbers are better.
Well, our body count's higher also. And
I was going to say, fuck you guys. Winning, right? We're doing better than a lot of people.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's Florida.
Over the summer, we were doing a lot better than other people when it was us in Texas fighting for who's got the most COVID.
Oh, God.
Average daily cases jumped by 19% and 37% in the Midwest and Northeast.
Damn.
Respectively,
right
over this past week. 37% in the Northeast.
How is that possible? Aren't you assholes up there all vaccinated? I thought that was the thing. It was the dumb fuckers in the South not vaccinated, and that's why everything was so bad. But people in other parts of the country are vaccinated.
Some. I mean, there's a lot of rural parts of other states. I lived in Wisconsin. I can vouch for the rurality.
Yes.
And all your Trumpality of some.
You don't think all your friends in Wisconsin would be vaccinated right now?
Probably.
I mean, yeah.
I'm hoping. Good. Yeah. I mean, my college friends,
right?
You know, the actors. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But like when
all my pre-college, when I was living in
Lily White, Baraboo, Wisconsin.
You know why actors get vaccinated? The same reason normal people get vaccinated, because you don't want other people to get sick, and you care about other people. That's why,
you know, not all people.
No, not all people. No, there's dumb fucks out there.
No, I mean, they don't care about other people. Right. They care about themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
And the rest of their
right
nasty tribe.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the only comedian that's vaccinated around here.
You maybe.
No, I know there's one other guy whose work made him do it. But and he was embarrassed. So no, wait, there's somebody else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't one of your friends have a father who's going through cancer treatments and that asshole didn't go out and get vaccinated?
I think so.
Is he vaccinated?
I don't know.
I thought he lied to you when the first time he said yes.
He might have been.
We have Austria locking down the unvaxxed. We talked about that.
Actors are just so much better than comedians in general. Like, you know, in a lot of ways.
That's really scary.
No, it's not. I mean, well, yeah.
That is really scary.
Yeah, it is. I meant to say, yes, it is.
That's really scary.
I'm just making the comparison because I used to act and now I'm a comedian. And it's just like I have you know what it is? Not to sound like a fucking asshole, but there's like a shocking level of idiocy or something, or ignorance. It's like just basic.
Well, I would
sometime.
Argue it's not only
a basic,
comedy. I mean,
a basic
shit. Look
shit,
at the state
man.
Of the country.
Yeah. That's true. Everybody's stupid as fuck. What are you gonna do? Stay home and lock your doors, barricade yourself in your dining rooms.
So we've got also, what else do we have? Hospital revokes Houston doctor's privileges. We talked about that. Okay, let's move on.
Right.
Leahy will not seek re-election, he's announced.
That's bullshit.
Well, he's 81.
Who's going to run in his place to retain that spot? Anybody good?
There's a couple of choices. I think there's a U.S. rep that they think is probably got a lock on it if he wants it. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the longest serving current member of the Senate, said today he will not seek re-election next year.
Damn!
He has held for 8 terms.
Jesus.
Those are 6-year terms, everybody.
God damn.
Leahy, 81, said he and his wife, Marcel, have concluded it's time to pass the torch to the next Vermonter who will carry on this work for our great state.
Yeah.
It's time to come home. He was first elected to the Senate in 1974.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck. You know, didn't Leahy give Kavanaugh the business?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
That was nice.
During his nearly half century in the Senate, Vermont has shifted from one of the most solidly Republican states in the country to one of its most progressive. Don't forget the other senator. Right.
Bernie.
The transition will be critical to Democrats who hope to maintain control of the Senate after the midterms.
Right.
With the chamber evenly divided, the party can't afford to lose any of the current seats.
Right.
Leahy will leave the Senate with a record of promoting human rights, working to ban landmines, and protect individual privacy rights.
It's not fair.
He's a champion of the environment.
It's, you know, anybody thinks a state like Florida has a chance to not be a fucking shithole. Just think about who our senators are.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fucking fair. Fuck that. It's not fair. We got Rick Scott and Rubio. Come on.
He was also, has been in some movies, don't forget. He's known for his quirky side, defined by his love for Batman
right.
and the Grateful Dead. He has appeared in 5 Batman movies.
Right.
He had a line to the Joker in The Dark Knight saying, "We're not intimidated by thugs." He also attended at least 6 Grateful Dead concerts.
Holy shit. You know, there was a story when he wasn't going to be in the last Batman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We did the story because, I don't know, somebody decided that was like he couldn't do it because he felt like he was too old to serve, you know, in the Senate and do the movie. And I concur. You know what I mean?
What?
Well, wasn't it COVID-y? Weren't they? Yeah. Weren't they shooting during COVID and stuff? Yeah.
He said he didn't think it'd be a good idea.
So I mean, it's probably, hopefully it's a safe seat, right? But you never fucking know.
Is it true that they gave his role to Ted Cruz?
No, God. I don't think that anybody wants Ted Cruz anywhere near. Nobody wants any of those Republicans. Wait. That's the thing. What Hollywood production is going to invite one of these Republican assholes?
I would be like, go fuck yourself. I'm never watching your shit again. Mm-hmm. Not again, you motherfucker. You put, let me think of somebody good.
But those Republicans will go, and then they'll squeal about it afterwards. But they'll still go watch their superhero movie or whatever.
You know, that was a great movie,
except for that part where they had that commie Leahy in there.
All the people in Walking Dead, all those fucking rednecks were British. All of them, you motherfuckers.
Not all of them, but
they were all British. All of them. Rick is from England, motherfuckers.
Yes.
The lead character.
It was actually weird for me because he was in a show. Was it Teachers? What was it? It was a really awesome show about teachers.
Yeah.
In Britain before something like that. I got to look it up now. But so the first time I watched Walking Dead, I was like, whoa, what's going on? Because he's got like an accent. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, whoa, wait a second. All right. They do American accents seemingly much better than we do British accents.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, listen. I mean, this. I'll just do mine for a second. Well, listen, hello, right? I mean, you know.
I hear the tweets right now.
Everybody gets so mad when I do my British, fuck, you know, whatever.
So there you go. Leahy's retiring. Hopefully it's a safe seat, but.
Zut alors.
Well, you speak French, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've taken some classes.
Steve Bannon looking quite healthy.
Oh my gosh.
Slithered into.
Slithered.
the popo today to turn himself in.
Yay, you dumb fuck. You Nazi fuck. It's a good day. The Nazi fuck got arrested.
Surrendered on contempt of Congress charges.
Oh shit.
He knew there would be a million cameras, so he made
like
sure
that.
He dressed for the
I'm gonna put on
fucking
my
shit.
Two nicest shirts.
Doesn't he look like he was like rescued from the bush somewhere? He was he was somewhere out. He's a mess. He's a fucking mess.
He's a mess? That's a mess. I actually think
you think he's put together?
I think he looks better there.
Look at this one.
Okay.
Blotches, he did seem to clean up his face a little bit.
How much better? What do you want him to look like?
But he does he's got a t-shirt, a polo on over the t-shirt.
You want him to look like a
button down over the polo, over the t-shirt, and then a jacket over the button down, over the polo, over the t-shirt.
A guy can't layer?
And who knows what's on his nipples.
Nobody can layer these days. Jeez. Holy shit. You got 7
shirts on.
What
must it smell like under there? Just like fascism and
Nazi.
Sweat.
Nazi.
The head of the virtual hearing, the judge, Bannon, was released under general supervision. He's been required to check in with the court once a week via telephone. He had to surrender his passport.
Right.
Cannot obtain other international travel documents. He must continue living at his current address, must notify the court of any travel outside of the district.
Can you imagine what's it like when he packs? Like, let's say Steve Bannon's going away for a weekend. I mean, so
he just wears it all.
But is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't want to pay extra.
So he just pays. Sure. He dresses in layers. So
yeah.
I got Monday. I got the hardest is the beginning of the week. And when you get to Wednesday, it's like, oh, yeah. I've only got three shirts on. It's so nice.
Funny, Steve seems to vacillate his weight a lot. He seems heavier in the beginning of the week.
That's one smelly Nazi.
Like some kind of.
I mean, why is he
stepping onion?
Oh, yeah.
We're taking down the Biden regime, he said.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Great.
I want you guys to stay focused. Stay on message. Remember, signal, not noise. This is all noise. That's signal.
Oh, my God.
He said before saluting the camera. Ooh. What does that mean? Is that some nod to the Proud Boys or something?
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I you know, these people are all just so fucking gross. I don't know. That's some Nazi coach shit. We're in the middle of a bunch of Nazi shit. That's all that is. Ugh.
Steve Bannon surrenders.
What a dumb fuck.
Not in jail or anything. He's going back about his business.
He's not in jail?
No, I just said they released him. He's got to check in once
God
a week.
Damn. Holy shit. Let me understand something.
Well, he hasn't been found guilty.
Yeah.
Probably bonded out or bailed out, but he had to surrender his passport and shit.
You know, I think if you get arrested for, say, driving on a suspended license, you might have to wait till your sentencing to get bailed out. But if you fucking try to overthrow this country, check in every once in a while, make sure you're okay.
Rich white guy with this, rich white friends.
God damn, this fucking Nazi's got to check in every now and then.
Just let us know where you're at, okay?
Wouldn't you just say, listen, no, we're going to not give this guy bail because he is in the middle of trying to coup us.
There was a...
just don't care.
What was it? Coup starter or something? Somebody...
Yeah.
Coup planner, coup starter. Somebody was holding up a sign behind Bannon as he was entering into the... to surrender himself. And it was trending. It was coup starter, coup something.
Coup starter.
Yeah. But
what a fuckhead.
Let me see.
I mean, really, the guy is just, I don't know.
Plotter. Coup plotter, big sign behind his head. As he was like talking to the cameras, somebody's got a big sign that says coup plotter.
We are just a weird fucking country. It's like America, nobody fucks with us. Really? We let all those white fuckers prance into the fucking Capitol, prance the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Let him go home. Yeah. We let him hide evidence, get their story straight. And we finally waddled around to figuring out who the fuck they were and went and finally arrested some people. Wow. Yay.
Wheel of Time trending.
Oh, shit. The television's hit.
The show starts in 4 days, I believe, on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Sign up for Prime.
My God, that better not fucking suck. Fuck, I am so excited about this. It's very, what if it sucks, though? God.
I mean, there's that process. It's a big, big story to try to tell. I don't know how they're gonna do it exactly. But...
Did you ever read The Stand by Stephen King?
No.
Well, it's a great book. And finally, a movie
came out.
That's
a virus-y kind of thing, right?
Oh, yes, it is. It's a flu and everybody fucking dies there. But
I know the story and I know a lot about it.
Right.
CBS did a miniseries.
Oh, yeah, they did. Well,
not that long ago.
The recent one I did not see, but the one before, ages ago. You know who was in it? The guy who...
It was Poo Poo, wasn't it?
It was. He was in West Wing, and then he was in like some... There was a sex movie about him in the 80s or some shit like that. He got in trouble for... You know what I'm talking about. He's famous.
Scott Baio?
No. No, this guy, he was in West Wing. I can't think of his name.
West Wing.
The guy in West Wing who...
Got in trouble.
Yeah. For... this is from the Rat Pack, or the Brat Pack from... fuck. You know what I'm talking about.
West Wing.
Yeah. He was on the West Wing. But he played a character in The Stand, and he was god-awful. The whole thing was god-awful. I think it was from the 80s.
Not Rob Lowe.
Yeah, Rob Lowe was in it. Yeah.
Okay.
God damn. I was like, I can't think of his
I was thinking older. Well, he's not that old, he's that young. But in
yeah, he got in all that trouble. West Wing, and he wasn't with the sex tape and all that shit. But he was in The Stand. He was pretty. Wasn't great. You know who was in The Stand? The guy SpongeBob, or Patrick's voice, whoever the fuck that is.
Oh, Fagerbank?
Yeah, he was pretty shitty too.
I'm SpongeBob.
That's how he was.
Thanks, Patrick.
He was exactly like Patrick in the show because he played this guy who's like, you know, was kind of slow. It's just yeah, it's just
know your lane.
I guess.
The elsewhere in L News. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
It's amazing. Like Steve Bannon tried to overthrow the election and everything, and then Jeffrey Epstein. With that original, when he got arrested the first time, they just let him go home and do whatever the fuck he wanted to for a while, right? Well, he served out like a
sentence
he
was working
for trafficking like 30 underage girls.
He was working. Right? Well, yeah, he had a database to maintain.
Yeah, I got a database to maintain that probably contains the names of some politicians. And that's probably why he got the deal.
Who is this? I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
But this is from the some Reawaken America.
Right.
AmericanFaith.com.
That sounds
conference.
Like, that sounds like some creepy fucking shit to me.
This is, I think we have a new nut job that we need to put on the radar.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I mean, I'm excited because I remember when we first came across like that guy with Bunsen Honeydew, very funny.
This is Savannah Lynn.
Okay.
Also known as the Savvy Truth. And she's speaking to the group here, and she's got a cowboy hat on, and she's got a vest with a couple of stars on them, and so she's ready to go.
She's got some fashion.
If we don't get a clue, stop living in fear, and place Jesus at the center of our efforts, we will lose this republic in the face of a determined enemy. At 17, I will dedicate my time, my talent.
Oh, she's 17.
God damn. Ugh.
Parent fail.
Young little Nazi.
At 17, I will dedicate my time, my talent, and my treasure to secure the blessings of liberty once again for my generation and every generation to come after me.
She's dedicating her treasure? What the hell does that mean?
Where is she from?
What does that mean?
Where is this happening?
You know, probably Texas, looking at the outfit.
Oh my God, man. What the fuck? Jeez. I mean, how is somebody
This is Texas. This is at John Hagee's church.
I thought it was cool if you were young to be progressive and hip and shit like that.
Well, it mostly is. But, I mean,
don't
you
have trans friends and friends that you, I don't know.
This is the Reawaken America rally last Friday.
Yay!
At right-wing pastor John Hagee's Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas.
Hell yeah,
San Antonio is a really cool town.
Oh, yeah.
Where he riled up the crowd. Oh, well, this is a different clip I'm going to play, but
okay.
But here's the rest of this idiot.
I will.
I mean, this wonderful.
Yeah.
Her future is so bright because she's gonna be doing something with her treasure.
Jesus Christ!
I don't know.
Dedicate my time.
She's dedicating her time and her treasure.
Right.
My talent and my treasure to secure the blessings of liberty once again for my generation and every generation to come after me. At 17, I will only speak the truth. Not my truth. Not the left's truth. The truth.
Oh, boy.
Great. Okay. Wonderful. Looking forward to hearing from you.
I bid $17 for this one.
Right. Is that what this is? Are they auctioning off
Matt Gaetz is like, ooh, let me Venmo something.
Yes. Yeah, you'll find a place in the Republican
Although
17's
a little old.
Yeah.
At 17, I call on everyone in and outside these walls to do one of three things.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of my way. If we don't get
there you go.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of my way. Okay.
The future is so bright for the Republican Party.
It really is. I mean, you know, what's sad is, like, this person will definitely get elected to something and will be, you know, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene Jr. right here or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, this person can move to the first district of Texas so when Louie Gohmert retires, you can have his spot. Don't you think that would be a good plan?
I'm sure. Well, Louie's gonna run for Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Why
or
not?
Governor. No, governor. No,
of Texas.
Or Attorney General?
Attorney General.
Was it Attorney General? Yeah, it was, yeah. Ken right. Paxton.
Oh, Beto announced that he's going to
run.
He did,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. Is it, though?
So this is the same rally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's an uphill climb for Beto.
Right.
Because right now, there's just loops going of... Hell yeah, we're going to take your guns. 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 That's all they need to do.
Fuck, you know, man. That, you know, it's weird to me that that would bother people, but not the fact that he went to that event and just fucking shoes walking fucking everywhere. He gets up on that table where people are eating and just stomps all over tables where people are eating their fucking food.
No, they were done eating. He didn't leap up into somebody's fucking tuna melt.
I'm just saying it's so douchey though. Do you know that if you're a Democrat, do you really have to jump up on a table or you can just remind people that you want to raise the minimum wage?
Well, he's you know just showing I mean? That, so you know, stupid. look at what shape we're in.
What if you fell and hurt
Imagine
yourself?
Those Republicans trying to waddle up on top of a table.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially, you know, Abbott would have a tough time, I think.
Pretend I didn't hear that one.
You know, he said it.
Moving right along.
Well, that's who he's running against.
Well, they'd have to put a ramp, obviously, or something, or lift him up there. This is Mark Burns, the MAGA pastor. lunatic who is running for Congress, of course.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Enough. These pastors.
In South Carolina, he's a pastor. Black pastor.
Yes.
But out of his mind.
Right.
Crazy MAGA cultist, black pastor.
Right.
I don't know how this happens.
Okay.
This is him at the same event that we just heard the 17-year-old future of the GOP at.
I wonder if the wedge issue is abortion.
And here is Mark Burns. This is how he chooses to rile up the crowd at this church.
Yeah.
Let's go, Brandon. And he is putting his hands to his ears going, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Wait a second. We just had one of these. And am I misremembering? And Greg Locke got all mad.
Well, Greg Locke is not this guy.
And instead of let's go, Brandon, Greg Locke said, let's go, Jesus.
Although this guy has been at Greg Locke's church speaking.
Oh, okay.
That's how nutty this guy is.
God.
This is a pastor. This is a pastor encouraging the crowd to chant, let's go, Brandon.
Excuse me. Is that not political? That's political.
Now he's running the other side of the stage, putting his hands to his ears. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
So you're telling me you want to get...
Ooh, that's really loud. Yeah. Hold on a second. That part's really
I mean,
loud.
That's political. I thought they weren't supposed to do that. Don't they have a tax exempt?
So you're telling me you want to get rid of Donald? You want to get rid of Joe Biden? You want Donald J. Trump to come back right now? Show yeah!
Fuck.
Oh, God. There's an old white woman on the stage behind him chewing gum, and you can just tell she's like, oh, this is one of the good ones. The most of them aren't good, worth nothing, but this is one of those good blacks.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to help me reelect the 47th president of the United States of America, Donald J.
Well, at least they're not saying, he's saying reelect. At least he's not saying we're going to overturn the last one.
Yeah, yeah, that's different.
I guess that's a step ahead.
But I mean, are these people, I'm going to say delusional, of course they are, but.
Well, they're at John Hagee's church. Trump. So, yes, they're delusional and they're gullible and stupid.
You know why I wouldn't bet on Trump? Because do you think he's going to be around?
Well, hopefully he'll be indicted.
I mean, he's not a healthy guy, though.
Right? How dare you? He's the most healthy president that ever stepped foot in there.
You know,
he beat ivermectin in 4 seconds, Ryan.
You know what I think? I think when was Obama president? 2008 to?
Yeah, 16.
Okay. I bet if you compared Obama's health while Obama was president to Trump's health, well, Trump was president. And even if, say, you handicapped it because Obama was a lot younger, I don't think it would matter. Do you know?
No.
There's no way Trump was more healthy than Obama was when Obama was president. Even now, I would say. I don't know what Obama's up to now, but I know if you said, hey, play one-on-one or maybe a foot race or even tennis. Do you think Obama could beat Trump at golf?
No.
Bullshit. You don't think so?
No, I think Trump is, when he doesn't even cheat, I think he's probably close to a scratch golfer, they said. But that's all he does.
Obama, listen to me. Challenge that motherfucker for a golf game.
Oh, don't you dare.
You think that's bad?
Diminish yourself.
No, don't get around him. He's gross and all his friends are gross.
Keep an eye on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheats. But
I bet Obama would beat him.
This guy's running for Congress.
Not later.
Oh, see, now they're saying we want him now, not in 2024. We want him now. He's like, not later.
You know, the thing is, there's a reason.
So I take back what I said about them looking forward and saying, oh, that's good.
Sometimes I think I get hung up on how horrible these people are that get elected. But if you listen to that crowd, I mean,
they're the people flicking the switch for these assholes.
They are horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, and also, too, there's a reason why I voted for Biden. Do I have a Biden sign in my yard right now? No, I don't. I mean, you know, because these Trump motherfuckers, why do they keep their signs up?
Signs up. They tattoo him on their dicks.
Yeah. Why? That's very fucked up.
He's asking the crowd right now? You want to see Trump president now?
Y'all need to look those cameras in the face and let the best president of the whole entire world know that you don't want him to come back later. You want him to come back right.
Oh, boy.
This is so stupid. This is like...
Look at that. And the so far, the only black face I've seen is his.
Show now! 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 Now!
You know,
I like this guy. I mean, I wouldn't want my daughter to date him, but I like this guy.
I mean, but you know, the thing is, listen, I got to just talk to the progressives out there. These right-wing nut jobs are bringing it. I mean, their message is cuckoo, but I just looked on that stage. I mean, it's well-lit, sounds great.
That's not megachurch. This is John Hagee's church, man.
Gazillionaire. Like, I would buy the suit this guy has on. I mean, everything about this is very good. I'm just saying... Sometimes the hippies, you know, you gotta, I don't know, make sure the mic works and everything. You know, these fucking guys are bringing it. Well, these mega churches, I bet if you went backstage, it probably looks like a Broadway fucking theater. You know?
Yeah. And the music is always great. Really good musicians usually.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Probably put Def Leppard in the venue.
Poor Def Leppard getting some collateral damage here. I've got a this story. Dateline. Oh, that's Beto. We did that story.
Right.
This one is the one that makes you go, what? Chris Christie.
Yes.
Remember him?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Former governor of New Jersey.
Hey, man, this fucking guy is
bridge
like...
bridge aficionado.
No, no, you want to go to the beach? We're going to the beach. The beach is mine, motherfuckers. I'm at the beach.
They're going to close the beaches, except for me and my family.
Did they say there was E. coli in there, and that's why he's closing the beaches? Is that, was that
no,
the story?
No, it was wasn't it a budget thing? I thought it was a budget deal.
I thought that he said there was bacteria in the water, and that's why he closed it. But, I mean... the budget thing makes sense. That the bacteria thing. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they'd closed all the because of budget stuff. Like, right. I could be wrong, but.
But he went anyway. That's nice.
Chris Christie hit a closed state beach.
Yeah.
Provoked widespread ridicule as pictures emerge of him and his family sunning themselves on an empty beach that had been closed during the holiday weekend because of a state government shutdown.
Damn, I thought it was bacteria. That was their lie. But it really was shut down.
It was a state shutdown. Yeah,
well, he just proved to us that we could have these shutdowns, and if you're rich and connected, you could still do whatever the fuck you want.
So this is hard to believe, but, you know, I don't know why Chris Christie would lie
okay.
about anything. Right. Chris Christie says that while he was battling COVID, remember he had the COVID.
Yes.
And he's got asthma, I think. So
ew.
Pre-existing condition. So he started getting sick. He went right to hospital.
Right. Hey, Richard. Hey, I'm sorry. Chris Christie, if you were, imagine if you were having some asthma attack and you're really sick. And you were in an ambulance, but then some fuckhead had just shut the bridge down just to be exactly. a cunt. Could you imagine?
Well, I'd get a helicopter.
Right. Never mind.
Chris Christie said while he was in New Jersey hospital bed battling the COVID, that there was one person who made it a point to regularly check in on him.
Oh, that's nice.
Nearly every day.
Nice.
In an interview, the 59-year-old Christie said that former First Lady Melania Trump
what?
Called him nearly every day he was in the hospital with the virus.
Do they hang out and drink together or something?
It's just baffling to me.
God, so they, when they hang out, so this is how it works. So when these right-wing nut jobs are hanging out with Donald Trump, Melania gets with like, you know, Christie is like, my husband is stupid as fuck. And he's like, yeah, I know. Do you think Chris Christie is handling her and telling her things to say to Trump? Do you think they're scheming? Do you think Melania is scheming with him behind? I mean,
he said Melania, quote, called me every day that I was in the ICU first thing in the morning to see how I was doing. And then she'd call my wife after that to see if she needed anything.
Every fucking day? Is there a...
Chris, it is fuck that Christmas. I am not preparing for Christmas. I want to see how you are doing.
Did anyone record those calls?
It's come baffling on. To me that
nobody recorded these. That's kind of sad. That makes me sad. I would listen
but
to
he
this.
Did add that Melania's behavior illustrated a real contrast from her husband.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That I guess Trump called him once.
He doesn't give
and,
a fuck.
And he quickly went from, yeah, how you doing, to, you're not going to blame me, are you?
Oh, shit.
Literally, he said that. Because Christie got it.
Yeah.
When he was in that room. He was one of the ones that got it when, like, Stepien got it, when
is
all
this,
those
is
assholes.
Is this the Amy Coney Barrett thing? The,
maybe.
The party?
Chris Christie said, quote, he was on The View. He said, quote, Trump called after asking how I was feeling going through that and a couple things about how did tough guys like us get this? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I can't believe.
If you were here, I'd snap a towel on your ass, Chris.
See, I don't. I know that you're kidding. I think.
And then he said, "How do you think you got it?"
He went to the White House, you fuck.
And Chris said, well, I don't know exactly. There were seven of us in that room, and six out of the seven of us got it.
Not to be all science-y on you.
He said, I don't know how I got it, but I got it in that room for sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, dumb fuck.
And that's when Trump said, you're not going to blame me, are you?
That's funny.
And I said to him, well, I won't because I don't know that you gave it to me. Could have been Hope. It could have been Kellyanne.
Yes.
It could have been Bill. I don't know who it was.
It could have been any of these fucking Nazis.
He said, but what Trump was most concerned about was that I wasn't going to blame him.
Fuck yes. Hell yes.
Do you think he would care?
Do you think, let me ask you something. Do you think if Obama found out that for whatever reason, a bunch of people were trying to run Joe Biden down and like hanging on the Capitol steps, would he care? Would Obama be more, engaged than
he
Trump?
He might text him at the very least. Yeah. Maybe shoot him an Instagram
message. These people
message.
Are just cold-hearted fucking assholes.
So there you go. That just amazes me for some. It just seems so weird that.
Yeah.
That Melania is calling Chris Christie every day to see how he is.
It does seem strange. I mean, that's. And especially considering they are. I don't know. Does Melania have things to do?
No.
I mean, are they busy? Well, they would seem like they might be busy on.
She's
some
got trees to.
Former first lady.
Christmas trees to turn into giant tampons.
That's right. God, she made it in the middle of a pandemic. She can. I'm just saying, I think Jill Biden was somewhere encouraging kids to get that fucking vaccine. And I know at the same fucking time in the pandemic, Melania's getting the goddamn tennis pavilion up. That's all. If you want to compare fuckheads and copying Michelle Obama speeches. I guarantee you, here's what I'll make a promise that if this happens, how much money I will bet that Jill Biden will never steal a Michelle Obama script or speech, first lady speech. How much you want to bet that she won't?
Yeah, yeah.
Where I am, I'm working like my ass off.
I know.
The Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of agree with her. You should be doing.
Who gives a fuck about Christmas, but I have to do it right.
I mean, you know, don't you? I mean, if you were, I
maybe
can't,
she's just miserable with him. I mean, she's got to be, right? But
you should be so busy, Melania. You should say that. You should say, who gives a fuck about these Christmas decorations? I'm busy stopping. I'm busy trying to put an end to bullying as we know it.
I wonder if there's a nun.
They say I'm complicit. I'm the same like him. I support him. I don't say enough. I don't do enough.
No.
I'm working like my ass.
I know.
The Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas?
Oh, I wish they didn't have
I'm
a censored
like a
version.
What?
She says, I'm working like a, then she stumbles and then says, I'm working my ass off.
You are not. If that was my job to decorate the White House for Christmas, I would find some guy.
Well, she's not climbing ladders and tacking up the lights.
I would find a guy that does that. And I would say, listen to me. It better be fucking amazing and not weird. Okay. Make it look good. I want good reviews for this or else.
Well, that's the same thing
say.
She did. Except
she said that.
She said, make it weird or whatever.
It's like Nazi Christmas.
I know Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but
correct,
100%. You have no choice.
And okay, and then I do it, and I say that I'm working on Christmas, planning for the Christmas, and they said, oh, what about the children that they were separated? Give me break.
Give me a fucking break. I'm working on the Christmas and they say, oh, what about the children that they were separated? Give me a fucking break.
Why would this person think it would make sense for her to... I mean, let's listen to this person. It's amazing to me that Michelle Obama had the same job as Melania. They both had the same jobs.
Yeah.
They held the same position.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They did. They were both the FLOTUS. It's crazy. Ugh. Do you think Biden will run again?
Sure. Barring health issues, yeah.
This thing Michelle should get ready. Get ready. Get it together. Figure it out. You know?
The nation is bracing for verdicts in two high-profile trials.
Yay!
The Kyle Rittenhouse case, of course, and, you know, if I were a betting man, I think Kyle may skate.
Yeah.
And then the murder lynching of Ahmaud Arbery by the three white fucking racist supremacist asshole knuckle dragging.
Is there a chance
redneck fuckwads
that the wrong verdict comes out of this?
Almost all white jury in Georgia.
God, how horrific!
I mean, I doubt it. I don't know how they can justify this one because it doesn't. None of it matters. If even if they saw him climbing out of of that place, they couldn't. You can't stop somebody and kill them.
Right.
And it'd be okay.
Yeah.
And even if he went after him and then Ahmaud Arbery turned and tried to grab the shotgun that was pointed at him.
He would be defending himself.
Exactly. I mean,
you're allowed to defend yourself, right?
And who the fuck are you, pasty, fat, white boy, telling me I have to stop on the street? Who are you people? This is that white privilege of white people that just think they can question anybody on the street the Karens everywhere. Do you live in this gated community? I don't recognize you.
Well, the way this fucking case went, you would think, I get why people might think that there.
Right.
I mean, how long did they sit around before they arrested?
Well, yeah, and I wonder what's going on with that.
Like what? Like what do you mean? Like how to prevent that bullshit from happening?
Is this DA going to be up on charges for trying to bury this? I mean,
I would hope so.
It was pretty blatant.
Because if you can't, like, what the fuck do people think? I'm sorry, but to have a normal society, people have to walk around with the expectation that they just can't be fucking murdered for existing.
It took 3 months for those assholes to be arrested. They were charged only after a video of the shooting was leaked online.
Right.
So somebody somewhere in the Justice Department or wherever was like, oh my God, they're not going to do anything. We got to leak. We got to put this online.
Had this not been leaked, would we still be? Would we be?
There
having,
would be no case.
Would we be having this conversation? No. Fuck no.
Fuck no. Had that idiot who's charged with them not videotaped it? Because that's the only.
If we didn't have these, yeah.
But I mean, this idiot taped his buddy. Yeah. Confronting this poor black man and killing him.
Did that guy think? I guess that guy thought that he was protecting his friend. Who was like, because they
no, they were going to masturbate to it later at the Klan meeting.
I mean, I don't know. How do people still come to this country to vacation? I mean, if you do, please God, be careful. God damn. I mean, I'm sorry. It's
we've done that story. There are alerts in other countries all over the place about, especially if you're brown.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
If you're black or brown or Asians were saying don't go because they're with the Chinese virus and everything. The stupid Americans are going after Asian people.
It's an incredibly sad time for this country if we don't know how the Rittenhouse verdict is going to go and we don't know how the Ahmaud Arbery thing's going to go.
We have a good idea which way the Rittenhouse.
Come on, is it that bad? Is it that bad? Do you think he's going to walk and be a hero?
Get the fuck out of here. I lived in Wisconsin, man. And
well, what's their fucking problem?
And
too much milk?
It wouldn't surprise me, especially you start putting the self-defense shit in there, even though supposedly on the video, they've got Kyle raising his AR first. Even though the other guy, they're like, right wingers are like, why does the other guy, he's a convicted felon. What? Why does he have a gun? It doesn't matter. He didn't shoot it. And he's one of the victims.
Yes, he's a victim.
But he did not raise that gun. And and Kyle raised his gun.
His gun that was, and this is what I would say, if I was Sam Waterston.
The other guy did raise his gun after Kyle raised his gun.
I would say Kyle's gun was illegal, by the way.
Oh, they dropped that charge. Did you see that?
What do you mean?
Just right before the show, the judge
I didn't see that.
Tossed out that charge. because of like hunting.
Oh, get the
regulations hunting or people. Something.
Oh, you have you in. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
No,
know
no. It's the length of the barrel of the gun.
Oh my god.
And it technically, I guess he's saying that he can own. You can own a long gun.
Yes.
That you could say is for hunting.
Hunting.
You can't keep nice little snowflakes from having long guns to go kill Bambi.
Excuse me. I agree that guy was using that gun for hunting. He was hunting people. Do they have a people season in Wisconsin?
No.
It seems like they do. God, that's so fucked up.
So yeah, that was right.
That's crazy.
A little bit earlier.
Just, you know,
there it is.
Fuck. Did the judge? So someone had to argue that to the judge.
Where does it say they really have this one? The judge tossed.
Judge Schroeder.
Defense attorney successfully argued that the Wisconsin law could be interpreted to allow him to possess the firearm despite being under age 18. So the judge agreed to drop the weapons charge.
Oh, good. What a fucking shock.
But that was the one charge everybody thought you couldn't drop because he literally purchased it illegally. Maybe right. In Illinois, where he lives, where he bought it.
What?
But
do you,
maybe not in Wisconsin.
I am trying to understand our government here. Shouldn't our government be erring on the side of the victims? I mean, isn't it about the people that are getting shot? I mean, why? What is wrong with this?
Strap in, because the judge has yet to rule on the motion of mistrial brought up by Rittenhouse's lawyers. He said he may do that later today.
Now, this is so fucked
up. He may declare a mistrial.
So then it's over? He can't be retried?
No, the prosecution can refile.
God, that fuck. I liked all the comparisons between him crying and that fuck Kavanaugh crying. Those
so they're
funny.
In closing arguments.
Yay. God, that you. I'm sorry. Excuse me. America's going to be okay with letting that performance that fucking kid did on the jury stand win? Damn. We suck.
Well,
I mean, come on. Jesus. We're just stupid. And you think that's going to go poorly? That decision's going
to
go.
I think that one is more likely to go poorly, we think, from our perspective.
God.
Than the Ahmaud Arbery, but I'm not, I don't have high hopes for that one either. Look at the country we live in right now.
It's rough. It's just, we're at a, you know, I don't know what it is. We're just stupid.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
We love stupid people, we worship stupid people. We give stupid people all the money, and they do stupid fucking things with it. And there's a lot of white supremacy. That's probably the biggest issue.
There's a lot of that going around. Yeah. This is, Right Wing Watch. Oh my God! You know who spoke at this Reawaken
God
America thing?
Can I guess? Mark Taylor, the fireman prophet?
No.
Damn.
Michael Lindell. Ken Paxton,
damn.
The multi-indicted Texas Attorney General.
Right, right.
Mike Flynn.
Oh.
And that's where I'm going to play this next clip from Mikey Flynn,
Mike Lindell,
one of the creepiest things he's ever said.
Oh, shit. And this is going to overshadow any Mike Lindell clips.
Greg Locke.
Damn.
Spoke at it.
Do you remember that Oakland A's team? It had
Roger Stone.
God, are you kidding me? This is like the Yankees that year. They had Giambi. They had Alex Rodriguez. They had a lot of Paul O'Neill. It was a good team.
And one more name that's in today's news.
Right.
No matter how much the globalists attack us,
Shut the
no matter how much they demonize us, how many names they call us,
damn,
we're going to win in the end, ladies and gentlemen, because God is real.
This is like
Jesus Christ, his son that God sent to save us from our sins is real. And that's why the devil's reign on this planet is coming to an end.
He needs suspenders. He keeps grabbing his pants and pulling them up, dude. When you're built like Humpty Dumpty, Broham, you gotta toss on some suspenders.
Even we know Alex has like drifted into the Jesus shit, you know, but like this is pretty heavy on the Jeebus, isn't it?
I think he sees his base shrinking, like most of the Republican Party.
So wait, is this the same event? All these people are at the same event? Oh, wow. This is like the 1990 Chicago Bulls. We got Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman, and holy shit.
Oh, yeah. This is just like Woodstock.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, some shitty fights. Nazi Woodstock.
So we live in very, very dangerous, serious, and in many cases depressing times, but that's because prophecy has to be fulfilled. We are literally seeing the book of Revelations begin to come true right in front of us, and this is the most important time in human history since Christ walked the earth. There's a beginning of the earth, there's Christ, and then there's Christ's return, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy shit.
See, I don't...
Damn, he's good.
He doesn't have him on his feet the way that pastor did, though.
See, this is different. This guy, I think Alex is really going to excel at this Jesus shit. Because, like...
I don't know. You know, I don't see them embracing him, though. It just seems like the vibe is kind of, ugh.
Yeah.
Do you hear? I mean, he's not getting a reaction that preacher I just played.
He's saying all the right shit, though.
Saying, let's go, Brandon. What's the same crowd.
But what's he not saying that they're saying? I mean,
I think there's just something about him. They don't buy it.
Right.
Like he's been lying his whole career. They're probably like, wait a second. We believe this guy suddenly found Jesus.
It's pretty good for the show, at least.
Oh, yeah.
There's a beginning of the earth. There's Christ. And then there's Christ's return, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. And the devil, the Bible says, sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. And the devil and their system and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and their pathetic minions like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and
Soros. Oh, please say Soros.
Clinton and Barack Obama and all of them know that they chose the loser. They chose Satan and they are going to fail. Because God wins.
Look at that crowd. How scary is that shit?
It's just, you know, do they pay a cover to get in there? Is it just free, do you think?
I would assume you had to pay.
Right. Do you? I mean, it's to see this show, right?
You're sure.
I wonder if they were to...
The Reawaken America? You think they're not... You think all these frauds aren't charging?
Do you think...
You think this is free?
I bet they charge. I wonder if they charge.
Greg Locke ain't showing up for free. Mike Flynn ain't showing up for free.
How much do you think the ticket is? Like 25? 25 to get in?
I wonder.
You know they have a bar. Boy, oh boy, that sounds like some good money there. God, but see, is it though? Because you got to share that with a lot of fuckheads. I mean, it makes me wonder. I mean, this is a sign that their money's shrinking, maybe. I mean, if they're all having to go do this, like, you know, tour where they combine all their fan bases together to be able to make it profitable, then maybe that's a good sign. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Who would see this? Who would want to go to a whole festival of this?
Oh, God, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, but you know there's a lot of fucking going
on. Jesus Christ, how much of this shit can you guys listen to is my question. I mean, damn. I mean, why don't you like Alex Jones saying this? I don't get it. At least he sounds different, doesn't he?
So he's desperate.
Yeah.
He's got to try to diversify a little bit.
That's true. This whole scene is desperate.
And that's kind of what it is. I don't believe him.
Oh, no. I don't either.
Like, when he's yelling about, you know, Chimera and shit, I believe him. But I just don't believe him when he's talking about God.
Well, they believe Trump, and he sounds weird. Whenever he talks about Jesus, he sounds fucking bizarre.
Yeah, but he locked brown kids in cages and shit.
Oh, yeah. He gets a pass.
And that gives him little stiffies. Here is the money shot from
Ooh.
Michael Flynn.
Ugh.
At Gosh. this creepy Christian fuckfest.
Yes.
And this is truly, truly terrifying.
and they're talking about the United States of America.
Yeah, lock her up. Lock her up, remember? Lock her up. That's right. Lock her up.
I mean, do we have to look into... I mean, how did this guy become a general?
Well, right.
But have all these weird, whacked out views? Or did the switch flip on him, or...
Who knows? Who knows?
It's fucked up.
And they're talking about the United States of America. talking about the United States of America, because when Matthew mentioned it in the Bible, he wasn't talking about the physical ground that he was on. He was talking about something in the distance.
Wait, when did Matthew mention the Bible? Did America in the Bible?
I don't know.
Is that what this fucking idiot is saying? Well, this traitor?
Why are we talking? God, why are you in the Bible? Is he
talking about the United States of America? Because when Matthew mentioned it in the Bible, he wasn't talking about the physical ground that he was on. He was talking about something in the distance. So if we are going to have one nation under God, which we must, we have to have one religion, one nation under God and one religion under God, right? All
right.
If we're going to have one nation under God, we have to have one religion under God.
So I'm guessing everyone booed him, correct?
Oh, well, listen.
One nation under God and one religion under God, right? All of us together, working together. And they're talking about...
That's it. They don't have the applause here.
They didn't boo him, you think? Probably not.
I'm thinking they probably didn't.
They probably weren't like, that's not the correct response. Hey, Right Wing Watch, why didn't you include the fucking reaction with that? Honestly. Why not? Jeez, right?
Well, that's not Right Wing Watch's clip. Okay. That's just the clip that made it to the internet. That's the one all over the internet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Not a Right Wing Watch clip.
Right. Because I want to hear it. Like, it'd be interesting. Because hopefully the crowd said, you know what? That's too far. We don't want to have one.
That would be an ideal.
That's fascism. I'm sorry. That's fascism.
Did you see this crowd?
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable with that. Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Also in the news.
Yes.
Mark Meadows may be sweating. I don't know if he really cares, but he's probably next on the block for a contempt of Congress indictment.
Hey, why don't you just go talk to Congress, you dumb fucks? Why don't you do that? Aren't you eventually going to have to talk to them? Isn't this how this plays out?
Well, he has more of a claim to he actually may have a claim to executive privilege because he was working for Trump at the time. Bannon is claiming this executive privilege when he wasn't working for the White House.
He was doing a podcast.
Right. That's why it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you mean executive privilege?
But wait. It's not, but Meadows is no longer in the White House. Trump is no longer fucking president. Who gives a shit? Right?
That's not true, right? Oh, you know that Trump is.
That's right.
Remember that idiot that Jordan Klepper interviewed? I know that narrows it down, but at one of these recent hate rallies.
Yeah.
And the guy said, Trump is still president. Yeah, he's still running everything. He's still flying around in Air Force One and everything else. Everything Biden does is fake. It's green screen. It's a movie. Jordan Klepper said, you mean the pullout in Afghanistan and everything that happened there? That was Trump that really did that. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
If
Biden is not in charge anymore and Trump really is, how did the Afghanistan pullout happen?
Right.
Oh, my little brain doesn't handle that.
Sometimes I think Jordan Klepper is not
brave.
Not to minimize what he does at all, but damn, he's a tall dude. That must help. Because I feel like some of these guys want to beat the shit out of him. These loons.
Right.
I mean, people, how does he still do his gig? Don't people know who the fuck he is by now? When he shows
Well, maybe. Well, they're not watching
rallies.
They're not watching the Daily Show.
Damn. Borat was able to do another movie.
Right.
Which is amazing to me.
I'm running for governor, and I want to tell you why.
Oh, it's Beto.
This past February, when the electricity grid failed and millions of our fellow Texans were without power, which meant that the lights wouldn't turn on, the heat wouldn't run, and pretty soon their pipes froze and the water stopped flowing, they were abandoned by those who were elected to serve and look out for them. It's a symptom of a much larger problem that we have in Texas right now. Those in positions of public trust have stopped listening to, serving, and paying attention to, and trusting the people of Texas, and so they're not focused.
They're listening to some of the people of Texas.
they're not listening
to the majority of people in Texas.
If you're a sane person that votes remotely in, I mean, their best interests, I mean, this guy already won me over. He's going to keep the water on. That's what he's saying. Congratulations. The other guy didn't. It's that simple.
Well, but that's that's kind of, I think, what he needs to do. He needs to make it about Texas while Greg Abbott is making it about national issues. And, let's ban critical race theory, which doesn't exist. And let's make sure that those women that are raped have to have that baby.
You know, Trump, who said that? Howard Stern said that if he was running against Trump in 2024, that he would make the whole campaign, he would just play that tape from him calling the Georgia.
Oh, just find me. Yeah.
Just find me 11,000 votes. He said he would just play that tape over and over and over again.
Ooh, this is new. This is, I guess from, I'm going to have to get Jonathan Carl's new book that's coming out.
Yes.
This looks like it's a good one.
Is it about the White House with Trump?
Yeah. Oh, Jonathan Carl was on Morning Joe today.
Ooh.
And he's got a revelation.
Yes.
He said, I learned rock solid sourcing on this. I learned that Steve Mnuchin had a conversation with Mike Pompeo on the night of January 6th.
Yes.
I learned that Mnuchin had several conversations about the 25th Amendment.
Damn!
And further, that Pompeo actually asked for a legal analysis on the 25th Amendment and how it would work.
Now, I mean, you know, wow, that's crazy, literally. I mean, shit. That makes me...
Pompeo running for president, undoubtedly.
God, come on.
2024.
Get the fuck out of here.
Undoubtedly.
Who the... what kind of charisma does that guy have?
None.
Jesus.
The idea was quickly jettisoned. On January 7th, a bunch of cabinet members resigned. Mitch McConnell's wife, the labor secretary.
Right. God.
Elaine Chao.
What's it like, Elaine? It must be
crazy. And Ditsy DeVos, as Trump referred to her. Resigned.
Yes.
And so they said it became apparent the 25th Amendment would not work.
Because they all left.
It wouldn't be quick enough. And
why
it would be subject to legal challenges. But in the hours after the riot, there were high-level conversations about this. So cabinet members were getting together and thinking about the 25th Amendment.
So did some of the cabinet
remove Trump from the presidency 14 days before he was supposed to give it up anyway.
That's how bad it was.
Right. Well, they were worried he was going to do something military.
Yeah.
Right?
Like what? Launch missiles?
Let's bomb Iran.
Yeah.
On my way out,
Wow.
Let's bomb Chicago on my way out.
That's fucking crazy.
he was mad at Esper for not deploying troops on our own soil.
Doesn't it seem like... I mean,
that's why he fired Esper.
But why wait so long to examine the 25th Amendment? I mean, wasn't anybody nervous?
Did you see the names I just said? Mnuchin and Pompeo?
God.
Those reptiles?
It's just amazing.
Apologies to reptiles?
Right. It was just amazing how far into the shit we let things sink.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know,
I mean, TBD.
Come on. Things will only get better. We're almost done with this corona.
We'll see what happens with these midterms if we lose the House and the Senate.
No! Come on! Don't be fuckheads. Can't people vote correctly? Just a little bit? I mean, goddamn.
Should I play our...
No.
Our 2016...
Yeah.
November show?
Yeah, that was the worst thing. I mean, she lost. Man.
Dominion Voting Systems, the company falsely accused of rigging the 2020 presidential election, has now sued Fox Corp.
Damn!
In an effort to gain access to Rupert Murdoch's documents about its coverage of the contest.
Right.
So they're trying to get like internal documents and everything
that
might suggest how they were steering the coverage.
Oh, shit. There's coordination between the Trump campaign and the coverage on Fox. Is that illegal?
There's a lot of anti-Murdoch stuff coming up on three different continents right now, which I think is kind of cool. The former PM of Australia said something about, you know, that he's done more harm here in the United States, Murdoch has than the riots did or something, than the January 6th insurrection.
Yeah.
And people in Britain are pretty anti him now, and becoming more anti him and stuff like
right.
that. Evil old fuck.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal of that guy. I mean, I guess he's just a Sith Lord that sort of rules over Fox. I mean, has he ever been like an on-air personality or a...
No, he's just kind of a fascist who
became
the one of the biggest media emperors on three fucking continents.
I mean, is he
think about what it would be like without Fox News, honestly. Normalizing it. Because we had our OANs, we had our lunatics, our Alex Jones listeners, our drooling boobs that were always off in the corner. But Fox News then brought them on their shows and gave them voice as the fair opposite side. We're just telling the other side of the story, Ryan. I mean, I'm just asking the question, why did we side with Hitler? He was the good, he had the big guns and everything.
Well, didn't Fox News even have experts?
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, but didn't they even have experts that weren't who they claimed to be?
Sure.
If I remember correctly, there was a general talking about general shit that wasn't
there was some Swedish guy.
A general.
It was a Swedish guy that was supposedly some Swedish international military terrorism, whatever expert.
Right.
And then Sweden's like, we don't know what you're talking about.
We don't know who the fuck
this guy is. We don't know. He's a lion. Dominion is trying to find out how much Rupert Murdoch and his eldest son, Fox Corp CEO Lachlan Murdoch, were involved in Fox News' broadcast of bogus claims that Dominion conspired with foreign hackers to flip millions of votes.
Damn. Oh, shit.
So they're suing the fuck out of them.
Right. Sorry, guys. You're fucked.
Good.
Yeah. A lot of people getting sued. Alex Jones getting sued.
Yes. I think he'll be coughing up some
goddamn
some coinage.
Is he drunk on meat right now? Is he drunk on like
drunk
pot
on,
roast or
on
some
real
shit?
Alcohol.
Remember that show? He said he's like he had to take an Uber. He went out and he had a steak and it was so good that he had to take an Uber home because he was all fucking drunk
right,
on
right
red meat.
I was woozy.
Steak. I was woozy from the steak.
I take power over all the power of the enemy that is involved in activities in the White House or D.C. and in ways that they're cheating, stealing, and lying. They're defiling the people by allowing evil to come in. I command my host of heaven 100 million to go there now and 24 hours a day for the next 10 days or 30 days. You will release the terror of God upon those places, upon the people doing.
This is Kat Kerr, prophetess, sending her 100 million angel army upon Washington, D.C., Ryan.
For the next 10 to 30 days.
10 to 30 days, possibly.
Releasing what? The terror of Jesus upon you or something?
Days or 30 days. You will release the terror of God upon those places, upon the people doing those things. That they will come to repentance, or great fear will fall upon them, and they will just sometimes stop what they're doing. Sometimes they will feel like they have to report it. Go host, make toast. And in
what? Go home and make toast?
Go host, make toast?
I thought you said go home and make toast.
Go host, make toast. And in
go host, make toast.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Bunsen Honeydew is nodding fervently, though. This is the Elijah List show. Yeah.
Make toast.
I don't know what the fuck.
Sometimes stop what they're doing. Sometimes they will feel like they have to report it. Go host, make toast. And in that second, they will immediately go and begin to leave waves. There is waves of the terror of God. I mean, there's a terror. There's a terror of God coming, not for us. It's not for the body. It's for the wicked. And he is going to do it. But we can send the army of heaven who actually can bring that. And we
God, listen to this violence fantasy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like, oh, we're not going to. Don't worry. The terror of God isn't going to touch us.
Oh,
we're good Christians. It's not going to touch us.
I mean, it's
going to go after those Browns and the Democrats.
Where is she getting this information? What rules are we following? I mean, it's very specific, isn't it?
She's plucking them from her asshole.
It's crazy. So it's I don't know.
Wicked. And he is going to do it. But we can send the army of heaven who actually can bring that. and release that, they will do it.
Good, good, good.
Well, oh, Bunsen's thrilled. But where?
He needs a towel down.
Well, where were your 100 million angels when Trump lost the election?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, from their standpoint.
Okay, but from their standpoint, I don't know what kind of magic that unleashes.
It's 100 million, man.
Okay, I mean, is that a lot? I mean, is that a lot of magic? How big are the angels?
Let's see. We have Todd Starnes.
Oh my God.
Is no longer on radio, but he I believe he does have a podcast.
He's no longer with us, and I was like, "Oh no."
No.
And then I can't laugh.
That would be a void.
But he's not dead, right?
Correct.
No, oh, okay.
But he had on Tony Perkins, that priggish Christo fuck.
Yeah, this guy. This guy's a pile of shit.
Family Research Council, American Family, one of those family organizations that just means they hate gay people.
Absolutely, Pat.
And hence, he is now expressing his outrage here on Todd Starnes' show. Because the Republicans within their caucus, within the RNC,
right,
have created an RNC pride coalition.
What?
For all the gay Republicans.
Oh, come on.
Tony Perkins is not having
it. Come on, Tony.
There's a lot of RNC members in leadership positions that are upset about this because they were not told. This was something that Ronna did on her own. Quite frankly,
Ronna Romney McDaniel. They're talking about.
This is a difficult thing. I mean, I. They should. Everyone should have equal access. This is a rights thing, right? I mean, you can't discriminate. We can't discriminate on sexual orientation.
Who are we talking to?
I mean, this is the Republicans.
We say you can't discriminate, these two here are. Literally want
Tony
to have the right to discriminate.
Tony Perkins, this is my question. If Tony Perkins, why does it matter who wants to fuck who as long as they're Nazis to you?
Are they
on the same side of evil?
In leadership positions that are upset about this because they were not told. This was something that Ronna did on her own. Quite frankly, I think it's time for her to take up something else and leave the party to those who
what?
I think can chart a path forward, restore what has been lost, and make sure that the
Todd is rocking in anticipation. He's trying to get a word in edgewise, and Tony Perkins keeps yapping. Todd has something to say. It looks like
restore what has been lost and make sure that the Republicans
send the Hornets, Lord. Isn't that what he says?
But this guy's saying that he doesn't like this.
No, he wants Ronna McDaniel to resign because she allowed this RNC Pride Coalition to be created within the Republican Party.
There's no way in hell Todd Starnes is going to come out and say,
forward, restore what has been lost, and make...
I think we should kill her!
Yeah.
This is what Todd's is going to say.
We're not
going
to be surprised.
Restore what has been lost, and make sure that the Republicans, the conservatives, regain the majority, both in Congress, and continue to see victories and gains in states across the nation.
So she needs to step down, is what you're saying.
I think so, yeah. I think she needs to step down. I think she has outlived her purpose at the RNC.
What? Outlived? Jesus.
She still has her tongue in a sling from it being up Trump's rectum for the last 4 years.
Yeah, yeah, and I think you're saying someone's stepping down from a position in some committee or something. You don't really need to say outlived her purpose.
Outlived her purpose in the RNC because she created a pride created a pride coalition.
Toss her overboard. She's outlived her purpose. Get rid of her. Jeez.
It's the purge, right?
Man,
I mean, that's what these lunatics are all about. Purge anyone that has any dissent.
Right on. Shit. Everybody picks the same bullshit from the Golden Corral buffet. There's no fucking variance, right?
Okay. Right. There's one cheese fountain.
Right.
That we all have to share.
Welcome to the Nazi Golden Corral, everybody.
What is this? This is, where these guys are at. This is...
Okay.
Mike.
We're ready. General Flynn, Mike Lindell, great patriots from Texas are all here. We're ready to hear and sing with you.
Gosh.
They're going to sing the national anthem. It says... General Flynn, Mike Lindell, and I don't know who Professor Clements is, along with 200 other patriots, sing the national anthem.
You see, I would have reached out to Ted Nugent if I'm these guys, if you're doing a music thing, right?
Along with our fellow countrymen who are locked up in D.C. Gitmo.
Oh, my God.
In pretrial detention.
But for January 6th?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's the new thing, right? They think they're these that Biden is Putin, and he's throwing their political prisoners in the gulag, and they're not feeding them, and they're letting rats crawl over their genitals every night.
Hell yeah, we are. Give me some more peanut butter.
They're being treated so poorly. They're being treated like black people, Ryan.
Jesus Christ.
They're treating them like blacks get treated.
No. No, they are not. I believe they were, these people rioted, and then they all went home. They stormed the Capitol, took shit out of it, and went home. Yeah. And
didn't Buffalo Horns asshole get a special gluten-free meal or yes. something for his shamanhood that he had to have a...
And yeah, that person got shot. That person got shot because she was about to...
Who, Ashley?
Yes, because she was about to go through, and all those Congress people yes. were there. One person.
So I guess they were singing Mike Lindell, and former national security advisor, Mike Flynn joined hundreds of others who dialed into a virtual rally for the jailed Capitol rioters.
I just want to say one thing. Props on not all getting together and spreading the virus. Cause that's usually,
well, no, they did. So, they did.
Oh, never.
A video posted, by the Patriot Freedom Project.
Oh boy, lock your doors, hide your wives because they're raping everybody up in here.
Shows Lindell Flynn and about 200 other people.
Shit, don't go outside.
Singing the Star Spangled Banner with inmates at the DC jail where the accused insurrectionists are being held. Did you see one guy got 4 years, by the way? Like the longest.
Who did?
One of the assholes got 4 years.
Damn!
In the longest sentence so far.
Wow.
A couple days ago. The jailed rioters have been singing the national anthem at 9 p.m. every night. not only am I in jail, but I have to listen to these white racist assholes singing the national anthem every fucking night.
It's, you know who, listen, do you know you guys, if you're in there singing that anthem, you're in the jail, let me tell you something, who doesn't give a flying fuck about you, Donald Trump.
Now, Mike Lindell has the mic, so I wonder if we're going to get to hear
Please, Jesus.
Mike Lindell, the mellifluous tones of Mike Lindell. They've got their hands on. Somebody, I'm not gonna rip on anybody's singing.
Well, these are Nazis,
but you need to have that's true.
Excuse me,
you need to have somebody. These are Nazis, so
these are Nazis. Your pitch is atrocious. You knew this is gonna be filmed. Why did no one mic this properly? Why do you barely know the words to the fucking anthem? You're behind. Why don't you anticipate what's gonna come next? Your cutoffs are all fucked up.
And you need somebody leading.
There's nobody.
This is a group of people going.
It's a fucking mess.
This is a group of people trying to find a key.
And
they finally settle on one.
God, these are some sloppy fucking Nazis. That's all I can say. Some sloppy, sad fucking Nazi shit here.
Mike Lindell, if his heart is where he has his hand, I think he needs to see a doctor.
He's a dumb fuck.
It's kind of down low. Low right. What's going on down there?
Hey, Mike, whatever happened to that oleander shit we were supposed to take for COVID? Whatever happened to that shit? Remember? bother getting up in the morning if you're going to sound like that? My God.
Listen to you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Listen to you, choir master from hell.
Yeah, but you're fucking, hey, singing in front of your faces. You
sorry they don't have any sequin gloves on.
Oh, my
doing
God.
Show choir.
Why are you singing in the back of your fucking throat? These people, right. But I'm right. They sound like shit. Don't, they're too far back in their throat. Don't they?
Well, they're not singers.
And if anything, anticipate and be ahead. Be just a little ahead in the rhythm. My God.
They were all white.
This is horrible. Yeah. And the other thing is it's the anthem. So, okay. Let's fucking pick it up. Okay? This is a dirge. It's supposed to be the national anthem. Not the fucking funeral dirge. They have any more of this? I could do this all day. This is fun. Let's critique shitbags butchering the national anthem.
I'm moving
My on. God. I thought you loved this country, you fucks. Sing like you love it. God. Not like you hate it.
God, I saw a... this guy isn't like a really, he's not a First Amendment auditor, but he's like a professional troll. He's one of these, he's very kind of anti-mask and, you right. know, anti-mask. Nice. He's got that going for him too. But he does go to mostly like Trump rallies and shit. And he's got t-shirts and signs that say, Allah bless America and things like that. Oh, I mean, he tries to pick the most outrageous
right
things. He has signs that say,
he's,
you know,
trolling,
I want to,
right?
I want to suck off the cops, you know, we'll go to police, we'll go to police rallies and stuff, but he's not, he's the opposite. And he gets, I mean, roughed up sometimes and shit. Picard, I think his last name might be something Picard on the YouTube. But anyway,
you think he was named after the character in Star Trek?
No, he's 40.
Well, how old is Star Trek? Was that 20, actually would
2030?
That might be, you know.
This guy was he was out at a some kind of rally or something.
Right.
Now I forgot my point.
Oh, he was at a rally and he's weird on masks, but he has all these shirts
Amendment
to say,
guy.
Hey, what do you like best about sucking off cops and shit like that?
Yeah, I'll think about it in a minute. I got sidetracked. I was reading and trying to tell a story at the same time.
That's impressive.
A different story. I was reading ahead in the headlines for the next one while I was trying to recount that story, and I fucked up. I got derailed.
Yeah.
I forget. Oh, I know. So he was following a little herd of right wing fox.
Yes.
And this one woman was like, "Get away from me! You're harassing me! You're following me!" And everything. He's like, "No, I just want to hang out with you guys and stuff that." And he's got some. He had some pride thing.
Oh, okay.
It was some pride thing.
Right.
Sign that he had on. He follows them for, you know, like a couple blocks and shit. And this woman is yelling, and she starts yelling for the police.
Oh my God.
Get him away from me. He's harassing me. Then she starts yelling. He's threatening me. Standing there. It's this little dumpy guy. He's literally standing there with his camera. He's like, "I didn't go anywhere near you. I don't know what you're talking about. He's threatening me.
He's like, she's pulling one of these things, like the person in Central Park, right?
Right.
I forgot that person.
And fortunately, the cop, Amy Cooper. Amy Cooper.
Yeah. Amy, yeah.
He was, and then a guy that was standing next to her, another Trumpist, started yelling, Proud Boys Ooh. Over here.
Jeez, that's terrifying.
So they yelled for the police. The police basically told them to get bent because the police are, you know, it was
a
tense situation.
So then they called the little thugs. They're gang.
They literally called for the Proud Boys to get this guy.
And what are they going to do? Swoop in and beat the shit out of this motherfucker?
Nobody came over or whatever, but...
Yeah, what happened to the Proud Boys?
But these nasty, vicious white people were calling for this guy to get beaten.
It's crazy. Do these people think they're right, or do they think, or do they like being racist? Do you know what I mean?
All of the above, probably.
Do they enjoy being evil? Do they think they're being evil?
No. They think they're righteous.
Right. They're not being sadist on any. They're not.
Well, they are.
Not, okay.
They are, from our perspective.
What do they need to not be sadist then? Not be racist and sadist. A lot of drugs.
I can't help you. I don't know. Last week we learned that we're happy that this person will be able to find work after his ignominious fall from grace. Milo Yiannopoulos,
right?
Former Breitbart troll, and also former homosexual. Apparently, he's
right.
still.
Oh, that's right.
He's now riding the religious.
Yay!
I've prayed away the gay train.
Wow!
And didn't we do a story about he's selling the gospel read by Milo for $99 or shit like that? Like he's selling himself giving voiceovers.
You know, it's interesting. So if Milo was in the closet and then came out of the closet to the right wing nut jobs, they wouldn't like that.
Right.
So now he's going back in the closet and they like that.
Yes.
Okay.
They grudgingly accepted him because he said horrible things about liberals.
Right. It's weird.
And they liked that. But then when he started making pedophile jokes, they thought, ooh.
Nice.
Maybe a little bit too far.
Right. Oh, they didn't like that.
Right.
Okay. God, these are confusing.
Like pro-pedophilia jokes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Jeez.
So now he is on, I guess there's like a Christian QVC channel, church,
hell yeah.
But it's like, it's crazy Christians, churchmilitant.shop.
Okay.
I don't go there, people. It's right. Probably got viruses. And so it's some YouTube shopping network of crazy Christians.
Okay.
And here's Milo. He's on this. Here's his gig.
So it's 11 3/4 inches tall. If you're thinking about how this is going to fit into your shrine or maybe even a bedside table. I know sometimes people like to...
This is the Adoring Virgin statue, cold cast polyresin in bronze or silver. It's 11 inches, as Milo says. $87.50.
Do I have one that's like I could put in my front yard that's like a fountain thing? Can I have an Adoring Virgin fountain?
Oh, sure.
That doesn't sound creepy.
Going to fit into your shrine or maybe even a bedside table. I know sometimes people like to wake up and say good morning to their favorite people and saints and whatnot. It's available.
I don't think he's fully converted. You know, like people like to wake up and talk to their favorite.
He sounds like Alex Jones.
Saints and whatnot.
Do they? The Catholic people do that. Oh, I've woken up. It's time to say hello.
Catholics are into iconic.
You don't say hi to your saints.
And stuff like that, huh?
They are, though.
Sure.
But what I'm saying is
my Irish grandmother had a giant infant of Prague in a glass case in the corner of her creepy house.
What the fuck does that look like? Is there an actual depiction of the infant of Prague?
Yeah, it's a baby in a
walking dressed around
like
a fucking diaper.
Yeah, standing up like doing the Jesus peace sign thing and it's fucked up, man.
I am you know what? The infant of Prague sounds like the most amazing, like diabolical, like villain in a superhero movie, doesn't
Dude,
it?
You never heard of that?
The infant of Prague is near. God. No, I've never heard of the infant.
The
of
infant
Prague.
Jesus of Prague is a 16th century wax coated wooden statue of the child Jesus holding a Globus Crucifer.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
But it's like toddler Jesus in king.
Oh shit!
In king, like an ermine cape and
nobody ever told me the
crown?
Infant of Prague. I want one. Where
you
do you get one? They
sound saw the infant.
They sound kind of funny.
It's got to be obviously it's a Catholic thing because
because it's
here's the infant of Prague. Right?
Makes sense.
Picture of it.
Let me see here.
But my grandmother had one that was a replica in a Isn't it batshit?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, that'd be great.
You saw that creepy shit.
Can I get one smoking a joint? That's funny.
The churches in Europe?
Yeah.
I mean, they got fingers of people and like knee bones of St. Aloysius the Hard.
You know, that's right. That's the nice thing about having TV and shit now. It's like somebody feels a need to go chip out another reimagination of the Infinite Prague. They're going to torture themselves, do all this shitty art about whatever the fuck. Or they can just get high and watch Star Trek, or they can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon mm-hmm. and order all the seasons of The Sopranos on Blu-ray, or they can carve something out of stone that's mentioned in the Bible a couple of times.
Bronze and pewter, and they're both $87.50. We're not yet set up for two easy payments, despite our...
Not yet. We're not quite there.
But we're hoping to offer that one day, or two easy payments. But she's just under 12 inches tall. She's available in those two different, they call them accent finishes. We've got statues.
How sad.
You know what, man?
This guy used to speak at rallies.
Yeah. I feel like...
Right-wing hate rallies. Right. He was famous.
I feel like if I called up and said, listen, I want an Infinite Prague, but how many? $87.50 is a little steep. How about this?
No, this is the Adoring Virgin statue.
Okay. God, do you have the Infinite Prague available?
I bet they do at Church Militant.
I will buy an Adoring Virgin at $87.50 if you throw in an Infinite Prague and a warranty.
In those two different, they call them accent finishes. We've got statues in the shop here that are fully painted.
Right.
And we'll see some
color
of those later.
Yes.
But the thing I like about this is this wonderful burnished, bronzy, aged color that she's got. And that wonderful, the face
Hello.
On this.
Yes.
I never studied art history, but I can tell you this. Bronzy aged is not, is there, there's got to be, hey, Milo, you're selling art. You can't say bronzy. Bronzy.
You just did.
God.
Color that she's got, and that wonderful, the face on this is especially good because, you know,
the face is wonderful. It's so peaceful.
I hope you know what I mean when I say there are good Marys and bad Marys. Of course.
What?
I hope you know what I mean when I say there are good Marys and bad Marys.
Can I offer a criticism here?
There's some new movie out that has the Catholics all pissed because somebody uses a Virgin Mary dildo in the movie, and it's got them all upset.
It's a good.
I hope you know.
Which maybe they bought it at churchmilitant.shop. I don't know if you can buy a Virgin Mary sex toy
at this price point. You gotta have. Is there anybody that knows about what
art?
They don't
price
know what
point $87
well,
price
a lot.
Point.
I think that's a lot for the fucking adoring virgin. At least know what you're talking about, you dumb fuck. He does. He's bronzy. Oh, it's bronzy. It's bronzy.
Peaceful.
I hope you know what I mean when I say there are good Marys and bad Marys. Of course, the real Mary. There's only good things about her. But there are some Marys where the face is a little unfortunate. They haven't put the work in to make sure that she's
got. Is this why you're playing this?
Some of them are quite whack. Their faces are just
quite whack.
No, I said that.
Oh yeah. Okay. I don't know what he said. He might have said that.
Bad Marys, of course. The real Mary. There's only good things about her. But there are some Marys where the face is a little unfortunate. They haven't put the work in to make sure that she's
Busted
got
Mary.
Just the right expression and features.
Right.
This, on the other hand, as you can see at home, it's just beautiful.
Listen, motherfucker.
She doesn't have the right expression or features.
If it's my job to chop things out of fucking stone and make them look bronzy, I'll be goddamned if you're going to be the judge and jury on whether mine is a good Mary or a bad Mary, you fuck. I mean, honestly, who are you to say? Who is this guy to say?
Congratulations on the career move.
Hi, my name's Milo. It's funny. Rate your Mary. Bring your Mary in. I'll tell you, is this a good Mary or a bad Mary?
Glad to see you've landed on your feet, Milo.
Didn't you have a deal with Simon & Schuster to write a fucking book,
right,
you idiot?
Right,
what
right.
happened to that?
Well, he started
saying, talking
hey,
out
what's
loud.
So bad about pedophilia kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
It was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite fun.
Right. I mean, God. You got, again, you don't know what you're talking about. Shame on whoever. God, what happened? What is that shop again? It's the gift shop or the, what the, where Milo's pitching things out of the Christian QVC.
Christianmilitant.shop.
Did someone tell them that they needed to find some talent to go along with
this? I think he might be involved. I think it might be.
Oh, he's in on it. He's
partially
getting,
his gig.
Oh, I'm getting back in points from the Christian right. shit art I'm selling. You know what happened? I'm sorry. I love this. This is a great. This would be a good like
the face. You know, there's good Marys and bad Marys.
I think what happened, Milo.
Sometimes the breasts are too small. You know, Mary, I had to have large, pendulous breasts.
Big Draxaland. I think Milo came upon, got a good deal out of a bunch of religious bullshit that fell off a truck, and here we are. I think that's what's happening. I think this guy's trying to flip some bad Marys.
I think Milo was sick of eating ramen noodles. And
oh, yeah?
It's like the only way I'm going to make any money. Starts to go out. Who are the dumbest people I can go after?
Well,
and
he's got
money?
An agent, doesn't he? Of
Maybe.
Course.
I mean, they might have dumped him after.
Milo Yiannopoulos has an agent. Somebody found Milo Yiannopoulos on some horrible catalog of fuckheads. I mean, is Milo's quote better than. Is there a booking thing on there? Anywhere?
No, I don't.
I mean, because I'm just saying, is Milo's quote bigger than Coach Dave's?
Well, you could probably get him to speak right now for.
Yeah.
Something.
Oh, what's that website?
Speaking fee.
Yeah, but what's that with Cameo?
Oh, yeah.
Coach Dave's on Cameo, right?
Coach
God,
Dave.
How sad.
I think that's about.
Good find. That's a good story. Jesus Christ. It's a Bronze Age statue. It's brown. I don't know how to explain it. I'm barely
bronzy.
<care.
laughs> You know, I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
God.
They are good Marys. Bad Marys.
Yeah, no, hey, Milo, there are people that went to art school for this shit who actually know what they're talking about. You could have hired somebody that went to art school to talk about this shit, right?
Well,
they probably would have been like, this is garbage.
This is some trash you put on your lawn in a bathtub. I mean, it's one of those Mary.
Bad bathtub Mary or a good bathtub Mary.
I don't know what he's talking about with the expression and everything. You know, some of their faces.
I want a good Mary. Give me a good Mary. This is a bad Mary. You can tell. Look at those cheeks or whatever.
Oh, this is interesting. There's one pundit out there who's saying, you know, maybe this Alex Jones shit.
Yeah.
Bannon going, getting indicted is a really good sign that it might start a flood of lawsuits against these conspiracy theorists.
Right. Yeah,
to start holding them
the
responsible for the bullshit they're putting out there.
Well, that Unite the Right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those people are getting sued, right? The organizations
the Nazis.
Yeah. Sue the Nazis.
The literal Nazis.
Arrest the Nazis. Punch the Nazis.
I'm sorry. The good people. The good people on both sides.
On both fucking sides.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. You use that link or the banner on our webpage. Every time you go to buy shit, we get a week. Commissione. It doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
Ryan's got some stuff going on. Find out what he's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a wonderful, great evening, everyone. We will hit you up again mañana.
Bronzy Age.
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy. I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.